Election College, Episode 7. In this episode, we take a break from talking about elections for a minute to discuss the 12th Amendment.
Let's throw a political party. Face it, the political scene sucks, but did it always? It's time for Election College, and class is in session. Now, your hosts, Jason Goff and Ben Smith.
Hey, this is Ben Smith.
And I'm Jason Goff.
And let's talk about the 12th Amendment.
Ben, confession.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I don't think I've said anything about this to our audience, but I am 100% beyond the shadow of a doubt pro 12th Amendment.
Jason, this is a troubling discovery, my friend.
I not only am I for it, but I believe that every single American, I believe that everybody around the world should look at America and say, we agree. Jason is right. The 12th Amendment is awesome. And we should all be behind it.
You know, you've said some pretty controversial things in your day, but this one, well, actually, I'm going to agree with you on it. I am also pro 12th Amendment, and it's just something I really, really believe in strongly. And I really think it should be something that we divide this country over.
Yes.
Pro and the con 12th Amendments.
Absolutely. I think we should make t-shirts. I think we should say, if you're not with us in this, get out. And I don't know where you would want to go, because the country that you would go to would probably be pro 12th Amendment, and they would tell you what's wrong with you.
Yeah. And since we think the 12th Amendment is such a big deal, we figured, hey, why not just go ahead and devote a whole episode to the 12th Amendment? I mean, it impacts elections. Let's just do it.
Yeah. So let's set the stage. The election of 1800. If you listen to our last podcast, it was grisly. There was some serious politicking going on, smear campaigns, backdoor deals, and a whole bunch more.
If you remember, the biggest, most important thing that kind of spurred this whole 12th Amendment deal on was the tie between Jefferson and Burr.
Oh, why did you say that name?
Jefferson? I don't, what's wrong with Jefferson?
No, that other name.
Aaron Burr?
Oh.
He's not my best buddy either, Jason.
Oh, man. What a jerk.
The biggest reason, I mean, there's this unwritten rule. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows that Thomas Jefferson is running for president and that Aaron Burr is going to be the vice president probably. But there's this unwritten rule that if there is a tie by any way, the person that they knew was running for president would get the job. And the vice president candidate would just step down and say, okay, yeah, it was a tie, but we know you were going to win.
Yeah, so old Burr, he didn't do that. He just stayed quiet and probably had his hands in his pockets. He probably looked a lot like James Dean in Rebel Without a Cause. He was just kind of hand in his pocket. The other hand, he was smoking his cigarette. His sleeve was rolled up, and he's like, eh.
Have you ever seen a painting of old Aaron Burr?
I haven't.
He doesn't look like James Dean at all.
what does he look like? I hope he's really disgusting looking.
He kind of looks like a gremlin to me. But that could just be one artist interpretation. Who knows?
I think he's a gremlin.
He's probably a gremlin.
One of the bad gremlins.
Well, I mean, you can imagine Thomas Jefferson, TJ, our buddy, was really infuriated about this, about Burr not stepping down. And he pretty much, I mean, Jefferson just kind of had the authority to not really let Burr ever do anything at all.
Yeah, he shouldn't. You know, if I were TJ, I would like just start flicking Aaron Burr's ears, just being like, boom, 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 boom. Take that, take that, take that.
You know, people probably think that the founding fathers were above that kind of behavior, but they were not.
No,
they were notorious ear flickers.
Yeah. So, okay, get this, Ben. You know our friend the Spin Doctor, the Wizard of Oz, Alexander Hamilton, the guy on the $10 bill?
Yeah, love him.
Okay, so he and TJ were not friends.
Okay. They didn't really agree with each other. I get that.
And Hamilton, for this one time, he was like, okay, this is ridiculous with the election of 1800 where I just don't want to say his name. He just went and leave the scene. So Hamilton actually gets one of the electors to change his name. Baird, yeah, James Baird from Delaware. So Hamilton is like, hey, James, you love your state, right? Get with the program, vote TJ, and all will be well. So Hamilton totally puts a burr. No, I'm not going to go there. Let's just put it this way. Hamilton is the reason TJ did well.
Exactly. And the process at the time, if in case you didn't catch on yet, was that each elector voted for two people and the highest became president and the next became vice president. And this becomes a problem because you might have multiple ties if the Electoral College follows the party tickets, which would make sense, right? And it seems to be what happened here. And then also, if one party gets president and the other party gets vice president, it'd be really difficult for them to get along and get anything constructive done.
Right. So Congress gets the faithless elector, James Baird, or Bayard. He's from Delaware, and he votes for Jefferson. Now, Ben, I believe what happened here was – the country was almost going to split up over this issue because you had the North versus the South. You had that French versus English element, all kinds of different philosophies going on. And if the country were to split up, what happens to a state like Delaware?
Little tiny state like Delaware. Yep.
Yep.
And even if this isn't really the case, like even if the whole union isn't going to dissolve, that's at least on people's minds. Like there's things being said, like if we can't even agree on a president, how are we supposed to be a country? And as we know, however many hundred years later, 200 years later, that happens all the time. We're still a country, but I digress.
Yeah. So if you are a person who is from Delaware, what is somebody from Delaware called? A Delawarean?
Yeah, Delawarean. That's the technical term.
Okay. So if you're a Delawarean, at this point in our present day, you gotta hand it to James Baird. This man is responsible, I believe, for your state being such an awesome state.
Exactly. Representative William Smith of South Carolina, after 1796's election, steps up and says, hey, we kind of need to have some sort of legislation in place so that we don't ever have a tie or anything weird, like two different parties being president and vice president. And they're all like, oh yeah, William Smith, that sounds like a really good idea.
It was really prophetic.
We're not going to do anything about it right now because that's what we do. We're not going to do anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to call William Smith from South Carolina the prophet. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the prophet, he's like, hey, in a couple of years, this election's going to happen. It's going to be really important that we do something about it. And like you said, Ben, nothing happens until after the 1800 election.
So what becomes known as the 12th Amendment states that electors have to differentiate votes between the president and the vice president. And that does not pass until December 9th of 1803.
And get this, the Senate was 22 votes for and 10 votes against, and the House was 83 votes for and 42 votes against. Who are these 52 people who would oppose such an amazing amendment?
I think they should have been tried for treason.
It's terrible.
You know, there are a couple states that did not like this amendment so much that they refused to ratify it at all, Jason.
No.
Can you believe after all of the good things that James Baird did for Delaware, Delaware still does not ratify this amendment?
Come on.
And neither does Connecticut, neither does Massachusetts right away.
Sheesh. I thought these are progressive states. I thought these are states where things happen.
Well, Massachusetts initially made it happen. I mean, you know, they waited until 1961, but they made it happen. They finally ratified it.
Hey, citizens of Delaware and Connecticut, you know what I think the most important thing that you can do right now is? I think t-shirts need to be made. I think banners need to be done. I think it needs to go to your state house. I believe that this needs to happen. We are in the 21st century now. You need to get this passed. Ratified
now.
Yes.
Come on. Hey, you know what I think would be funny?
What?
If there was like a presidential election, you know, and how the candidates go out and talk to the town halls and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If they were asked, like, without any preparation, what do you think of the 12th Amendment? And I almost bet you that some of them would have no idea.
I would think you're probably correct.
Well, some other stuff about the 12th Amendment, besides the fact that Delaware and Connecticut wouldn't bother to ratify it.
Mm.
The 12th Amendment states that electors cannot vote for a president and a vice president who both inhabit the same state.
That's a great idea. And the vice president has to have the same qualifications as the president.
That's right. Yeah. If the president drops dead, you don't want to have the vice president not qualified to take the position.
The prophet was really smart when he put this together. So no candidate can have the majority of votes. If that happens, guess who chooses? The House of Representatives. And they must choose from the three highest receivers of electoral votes. Again, genius.
If no vice president candidate has the majority of votes, because remember, they're different now, then the Senate chooses between two candidates with the two highest numbers.
And get this, Ben, if the House of Representatives, if they are like, we can't choose a president, and they can't choose before March 4th, which that's the beginning of the term at the time, then the person elected vice president acts as the president.
Oh, man. Well, that's actually some pretty dicey terminology they used, act as the president. Like, are they the president? Can the House still choose a president later? Why March 4th? Like, all this kind of stuff actually gets changed and clarified later on in a further amendment.
Yeah.
In the future. But that was part of it at the time, at least.
Hey, we're human, right? So things happen. So the 12th Amendment also dictated the separate ballots for president and vice president. So there's never an issue ever, ever, ever again.
Right. Yeah. Totally. This will never be a problem that we'll ever have to face again in a future episode. I promise.
Anything else about the 12th Amendment?
Just that I'm all for it.
So Ben, I usually don't take an activist position on social media.
Right. Yeah. I've noticed that. Uh-huh.
I am changing my ways. And you know the first place that I'm going to go to announce to the world that I am passionate about the 12th Amendment?
No. I have no idea.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to announce it on Election College Podcast. But then, But then I'm going to hop over to Canva.com. I'm going to upload some graphics. I'm going to put an image of, I don't know, maybe a bill, and I'm going to smash all of these elements together, and I'm going to create a beautiful image there on Canva.com.
Canva is a great place to do that, Jason. I like Canva. You love Canva.
Yeah. I'm all about spreading the Canva love. And as many of you know, it's completely free, but they have some stock images, and it's not like one of those crazy stock photo places that you have to pay this exorbitant fee to be a member of or have a subscription to. No, you just pay $1 for an image or $1 for a special graphic. And we have a special offer for our listeners.
Yeah. If you want to go to electioncollege.com/Canva, Canva, you can get $10 free at Canva. If you're a new member. And I have to tell you, when I first started using Canva and wasn't using it all the time, it definitely would have taken me a very long time to use $10 just because they have so much for free that you can use. It's crazy.
Exactly. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
You know what I love just as much, if not more, than creating activist things on Canva.
Getting positive feedback.
Yeah. And get this. Rob wrote on our Facebook page. You know, we're on Facebook. He said he's been enjoying the episodes of Election College, and he's been enjoying them in spite of the fact that he minored in political science. He's still learning stuff on our podcast here.
That's pretty cool. I cannot say that I have a degree in political science, but I know that if I did, I would still learn stuff on Election College because, hey, let's be honest, we're probably the best teachers of politics ever.
You know what? I was passionate about the 12th Amendment, but I think I'm even more passionate about what you just said, Ben.
Well, I have that kind of tendency to incite people to riot, so.
Hey, if you want to start a riot on Twitter and it's a good riot, check us out at Election College.
You know where to find us on Facebook at Election College. We're on Instagram at Election College. Yeah. And hey, maybe check us out on Periscope. We'll hang out sometime.
Yeah. Hey, if you like what you hear, give us a review over on iTunes. It really helps us out.
Join the legions of others who have already done so.
Anything else, Ben?
I don't think so. I just want to say thanks for listening, everybody. And, you know, this is Ben.
Yeah, this is Jason. Thanks for listening.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.